This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter. He's down in Grand Isle and giving us some information on what's happening down there. Darryl, give me a little bit of a weather check down there. Robbie said it was foggy down there in Shell Beach. You got any of that over there on the island?
Well, I don't care what your radar shows. Up until about 10 minutes ago, it was pouring down rain and has been most of the night. The fog's rolled back in right now. I've got maybe a mild visibility right now, but, I mean, it's coming and going. It wanes and you know, and then comes right back. Sea fog's what we're dealing with. But, you know, hopefully it'll be a change from yesterday because, Don, let me tell you, ahead of Mardi Gras, ahead of that big blow, man, I mean, it was, we picked up right where we left off last year on that bite. It was easy limits of speckled trout, big, nice trout. And then that big blow come through, and I think yesterday out of, that I'm aware of, six or eight charter boats that were on the water yesterday. If you threw all of our catch together, you wouldn't have filled a wheelbarrow. I think it was about 20 fish. So, you know, just when you think you got everything figured out, it can feed you a big piece of humble pie, I promise you.
What was the pattern? What bait were you using, and what kind of structure were you fishing?
Man, Don, earlier in the week, they were down in the lower bay. You know, we hadn't even had to go up in the marsh. But they were down in the lower bay, and it was, you know, they were pretty heavy on live shrimp. You could catch some on plastic. But they were pretty, you know, pretty consistent on that live shrimp. And when I'm telling you, that yesterday you got fed humble pie, at one point we just said to heck with it, and we said we're going to dedicate the rest of this trip to sheephead. I think the best catch that I know of yesterday on one of the boats that did the same thing was four sheephead. Mm-hmm. They just, man, that weather change gave them lockjaw. But, you know, sooner or later they've got to eat. So we're hoping this morning's going to be that morning. Hopefully this fog will lift. If you are going to be running around Grand Isle, please make sure your lights are working and go slow. It's one of them scary things when you can hear an outboard coming at you at full speed and you can't see where he's coming from to know where to miss him, you know?
Yep, safety is always the ultimate goal. Well, Darryl, you know, a lot of people heard about fish kills during the freeze, and, you know, it sounds like when the fishing was on down there, it's not going to have much of an effect given the results you guys found. So what are you thinking? Somebody's saying, well, I'd like to go fishing, but, man, they had that fish kill, and it's probably not going to be good. What would you tell them?
Yeah, look, it's not the first fish kill we've had, and, it, you know, it's still way too early to tell. I don't think it's going to affect it. I think what we had, let's see, somebody said it yesterday, the fish are somewhere in between where they were and where they want to be, and then that front just scattered the heck out of them. So we know where those fish want to be, and like Robbie, look, we've got exceptionally low tides. I'm sitting here watching the tide, hoping I can get out of my canal this morning. I think it's a little bit too early to tell. I don't think we're going to have that big of an effect on it. You know, as long as we keep catching fish like we were pre-front, and especially I want to make sure we see some of those year one and year two class fish showing up in the catch, too. That's what will make all the difference.
All right. Very good. Darryl, somebody wants to get you, tell them how to do it.
Well, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me at RealScreamers.com. Or, you know, give any time in the afternoon, just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All righty. Thank you for the report, Darryl. As always, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day over there at the show.
Yes, sir. We will. That's Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.